sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. That from the former president's office, as CBS's Jessica Moore reports.
A spokesperson for Biden says he was diagnosed Friday and called it a more aggressive form of the disease. Biden and his family are now reviewing his treatment options.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says it's a painfully relative situation, especially for the 82-year-old's family.
Cancer struck down Biden's oldest son, Beau. He had an aggressive form of brain cancer. And I think most American families have had some cancer diagnosis somewhere along the line. So everyone can sympathize on that level.
A three-day strike is now over between New Jersey Transit and the union representing its workers. Governor Phil Murphy.
This is a very good day for New Jersey. And the sound that you probably hear is the sound of our state's commuters breathing a collective sigh of relief.
Trains will be back in service Tuesday, not only just in time for 100,000 daily train commuters, but also those heading to five Beyoncé shows just outside New York City beginning Thursday. The man the FBI says bombed the outside of a fertility clinic in Southern California yesterday stated in writings or recordings that he was against bringing people into the world against their will. CBS's Andres Gutierrez speaks with the Palm Springs police chief.
You think he acted alone?
You know, we look at social media. We're going to look at a ton of things to make sure that he was acting alone.
It's believed only that man died. Four other people were hurt. The embryos and eggs were saved. Weekend tornadoes damaged thousands of structures, tossed vehicles, and left many people homeless. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in the city of London, Kentucky.
This was your bedroom right here.
Yeah.
We met 78-year-old Lonnie Nance, who sheltered with his wife and three children inside the hall while their house crumbled around them.
Oh, I didn't have time to think about nothing else. I heard my top go off of my house, and I looked up.
So this is where you hid?
This is where we was at, right here.
His home of 47 years, now scattered across his lawn.
In New Orleans, seven inmates remain on the run after they broke out of a jail Friday morning.
We have actionable intelligence on all seven of those fugitives.
Colonel Robert Hodges with the Louisiana State Police says they hope to capture them soon but need help. FBI Special Agent in Charge in New Orleans, Jonathan Tapp, added,
"We strongly believe that there are folks out there helping these inmates evade capture."
He says the FBI's raised their reward to 10 grand per inmate on top of $10,000 in other rewards.
Dave Cohen reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Parts? We got parts. Product availability? Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select brake pads for $10 more, or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Pope Leo XIV's inauguration mass in Rome.
Hearing him.
his inaugural mass in St. Peter's Square, attended by tens of thousands of people, Pope Leo XIV urged unity. He said he would like to see our first great desire to be for a united church, a sign of unity and communion, which becomes a leaven for a reconciled world. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Austrian fans enthusiastically welcomed classically trained singer JJ back home at Vienna's airport. The 24-year-old won Eurovision with his song Wasted Love. As he walked through the gates, hundreds of fans cheered, some played JJ's song, and others surrounded the new star, hugging him and asking for autographs. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. We'll see a low near 41. Partly sunny, 51 for Monday. Showers are likely Monday night. It'll be windy as well. East winds up to 35 miles per hour. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs only in the low 50s on Tuesday, and rain is likely. Right now, it's 44.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Someday when they've learned imagination will return.
Will return. Will return.
For me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Good thing he's found.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. To keep me warm, oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through. Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Local news. And now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
WRJN.
Summer breeze showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet sleepy warmth of summer night, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end
to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Yes, it is. Time is on.
she born here, serving USA.
and windy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And windy has wings to fly above the Windy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Windy has wings to fly above down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's windy. Who's driving down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's windy. Who's driving down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment?
WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Thank you.
Me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool.
Thank you.
Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Joe Biden has cancer. The former president's office says it is aggressive, moving from his prostate to his bones. CBS's Willie James Inman hears from cancer specialist Dr. David Agus.
The diagnosis was made on Friday after the former president reported increased urinary symptoms, which led doctors to find a nodule on his prostate.
And a Gleason 9, which is what the president has, is a very aggressive form of the cancer, which is manifest by the fact that his has already spread to his bones, so it's bone metastatic or stage 4 Gleason 9 prostate cancer.
The 82-year-old left office in January after serving as the nation's oldest president.
Officials have increased the reward for the capture of 7 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail by fleeing through a hole behind a toilet, $17,000 per inmate. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry.
The public deserves to know who, what, and how this happened. The responsibility for answering those questions will fall to the Attorney General.
It took officials hours to even alert the public after the 10 men fled Friday morning. In London, Kentucky, the sound of backhoes after the region was hard hit by tornadoes this weekend. WLKY-TV's Shaquille Lord is there.
Definitely like a freight train without the whistle. Just, I mean, chaos, you know, like very calm at first. And then just, I mean, you could just like a freight train going through.